Ways to mix up the method book and make it more interesting. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
This year I moved to a middle school and I am back to teaching beginners after teaching high school for 13 years. I have found that sometimes I get a little bit bored with the method book, with the usual routines of using that and reviewing the numbers in the method book. So here are some ideas for making the method book a little bit more interesting. You might try letting students have little mini ensembles. For example, a lot of the method books have duets. You might give them 3 minutes or so to practice their own duet or turn it into a quartet, and then they're going to play for the class. In my school, we have a reward system called Titan Tickets. So sometimes the students who play successfully, and when I say successfully, I mean they're able to keep the rhythm together, then I will reward them with a Titan ticket. You might put a chart on the wall of successful completion of numbers in the book, ones that you know you don't need to review anymore. I always tell students it takes 3 times of playing something perfectly before we know that we actually have it. So that might be your gauge for when a number in the book has been successfully completed, not just that we played through it once, but now it's successful, and maybe you can have a checkoff box or fill in the block, or you can even let students do that. Maybe you can have the little round stickers, and they put a round sticker in the chart on the wall whenever the class has successfully completed something. You might try something called Flashback Friday. The students get to choose what they're playing, something that the class has already gone over, and you're just it's a way to review without you having to pick all the items. Let them have a chance to pick it. It also works great if you have a day where you're missing a ton of kids due to testing or field trip or something where your lesson plan isn't going to work. If you were planning on introducing a new concept and half your students are gone, you might want to wait for that. You might also try doing all the exercises slurred, or all the exercises tongued, or the exercise memorized. Or if for a real challenge for a more advanced group, you might assign 1 beat per student or 1 measure per student, something that gets their brain engaged in thinking about it. Let the students direct. Give a little mini class on conducting, including the prep. For me, it's always worked easy to call it floor, wall, wall, ceiling, floor, wall, ceiling. And I turn around so that they can see my image of conducting, and I have them all try that. There'll be a few that go the wrong direction. Even though you tell them left, they're not thinking about it and they go in the wrong direction. You might also try, if you have a student that comes up to the front and you're allowing them to try conducting, you might just tell them to loosen up their arm and you move their arm for them to kind of give them an idea of what the motion will feel like. You can have students be a soloist. Have them play part or all of an exercise as a soloist. This will also give you a good idea of where the individuals in your class are. Kind of a test in a way, but it's more of a voluntary one. So you'll probably hear some of your more advanced students, but not all the time. I've had students who volunteer who don't play it very well. So they just are ones who feel more confident in themselves. You might split the class into sections. You might have, for example, all the clarinets play the first 2 measures. All the trumpets play the next 2 measures, but without a pause. So they have to think it through and then come in on time. You may have to restart this a couple of times to get them used to it. Change up the seating, reverse the seating, put it backwards in your room, or change the number of rows. I do have a caution with this. Some of my classes in the past have taken changes in seating to mean that all the rules are changed. So sometimes I just remind them at the beginning. I said, the seats are different, or I'm letting you sit where you want, but the rules are all the same. So as soon as you talk, or if you are not following rehearsal procedure like we normally do, then we'll go back to the normal thing. Usually the reminder, one or two reminders, usually works really well. You might have them draw an action, like out of a hat. So for example, the action might be to stand on one leg, and then they're going to play exercise 27 while standing on one leg, or with their left eye closed, or with their leg in the air while sitting down. Something that's a little bit different. If you are part of a program that leads into a marching band, you might even have them march while playing it, memorize it, and march while playing exercise 17 or something like that. These are awesome ways to mix up the method book and make it just a little bit more interesting.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.